As Pastor Manett mentioned, it's the second Sunday in Advent, and we, as part of the season, are looking forward to the coming Christ, the coming Messiah, as we just sang. The Messiah who was told long ago by Isaiah. He told the people that the Messiah would come. He was the shoot that is coming out of a tree that had been cut down. That religion, that Jewish religion that was once a mighty, mighty, mighty tree, but was cut down. And there comes a little shoot giving people some hope. To offer a little hope, because there was little to no real hope at all, especially to a people that were overrun time and time again throughout the years by the Assyrians, by the Babylonians, by the Egyptians and the Romans. And with each and every invading army brought with them their own kind of gods. There were gods of war, there were gods of industry, gods of agriculture, gods of towns and cities and others, but throughout it all, there was certainly not a god of hope that was offered. Hope was something that the Israelites needed throughout all of those years as they waited and they waited. I'm sure they began to wonder and maybe even given up that the Messiah would ever come. Just like all those Ohio fans last night where they watched and watched the first half of that game. Will they ever win? What is going on? In his article entitled Dying of Despair, psychiatrist Aaron Carity wrote in August 2017 in the First Edition magazine about the surprising rise about those people who were dying from things like drug overdose and even suicide. He took a look at the long-term studies and tried to identify some kind of pattern that was going on that was evident between those who were high-risk patients and those, well, who didn't survive at all. And one of the factors that he came up with that became evident to him wasn't how sick the person was, wasn't kind of the symptoms that they displayed, wasn't how much physical pain they were in, whether or not they were rich or poor. It just didn't matter. But the most influential factor was whether or not a person had hope. We simply cannot live without hope in this world. So what are you hoping for right now? What are you hoping for? During this time of the year, we so often get busy. As Pastor Mann said in the sermon last week, we are busy going out and buying presents. We are cleaning the carpets. We are getting ready for Christmas. And what happened to hope? Maybe you're simply thinking that I hope I can get everything done before Christmas. Or maybe you have something else in mind. This past week, I asked one of the Open Arms teachers to ask her students what they were hoping for, and it was no surprise to me to look at the list and say, hey, wait a minute, there's a lot of kids that are looking for some presents this time of year. They're hoping that if they write down their list, that they will get what they're asking for. So there's a toy dinosaur up there, a playhouse, trumpets, a unicorn, decorating, that sort of thing. But one of the things that struck me was love for my dad. Love for my dad. I thought, wow. You know, when my kids were growing up, they certainly wanted presents. I mean, by this time, they had written their list and they had sent it off to North Pole, Alaska, hoping that certainly they would get something in return for that effort that they did. And they had lists, I'll tell you, they had lists. They've grown up a little bit now, and while some of my girls, they still have a shorter list, one or two things, I'll ask my son, he's an Air Force pilot, I said, would you like anything for Christmas? What are you hoping for? And he said, Dad, I really don't need much at all. In fact, he's looking forward to gathering with family and friends at Christmas and just having a nice time. Maybe that's what you're hoping for this year. Just a nice Christmas when everyone can gather around the tree and just enjoy the time with one another. What are you hoping for this time of the year? God certainly knows that we need hope in this world. He tells about his coming so that we might renew our hope in him. In doing so, he gives us hope for something far greater than we could ever imagine, much more than any kind of presents, much more than any kind of party that we might have with family and friends. Scripture records how the Messiah would come, and he certainly did come. Jesus came into the world for us, for you and I. He lived and he died and he rose again so that we might place our hope not in something, but in someone. Someone who is real and trustworthy. Someone who took all of our sins upon himself at the cross so that we might have forgiveness. Someone who rose from the dead on the third day so that we might place our hope in him and receive new life. He ascends into heaven so that we might look up and look forward to the day when he will come again. This is the hope that we have, that we are given by God himself. It's real, it's trustworthy, and it is certain. How do we know that? Because Scripture told of his first coming, and he certainly did come, and Jesus himself says, I'm going to come again. He is the gift of hope who comes to us and comes again. He is the one that we're preparing for this time of year and throughout the year. So that we might continue to do that, to abide in this kind of hope, he sends to us his Holy Spirit who sustains us and strengthens us in this hope that we have in Jesus. He reassures us that he will never leave us or forsake us, that he will take care of all of our needs and even gathers us together in this place. And when we gather together, what happens? We receive joy and peace and we have hope once again. Because we live in a world that often disappoints us, yet God ensures that we are abounding in hope and unity that comes from him. Now, you might find yourself placing your hope in things that lead to despair and discouragement. I'm sorry, Wisconsin fans, but I want to encourage you to turn your attention to God. Read your daily devotions. Listen to his word and his spirit as it speaks to you through his words. Gather in small groups that are DLT groups and come to worship on a Wednesday. Shouldn't be foreign this time of year. And if there is a real need, certainly talk to me or one of the other pastors. All you need to do is reach out. We live in a world that places its hope in things that lead to disappointment and despair, a world that often believes that it knows better than even God himself. But that's certainly not the case for those who place their hope in the coming Christ. We have hope because of him. His coming was foretold long ago, and he came on that first Christmas, and we prepare our hearts and our minds for his coming again. When we share that hope that we have with one another, we are built up and we are ready to go out into the world to show them and to share with them the hope that is in Christ that can be theirs as well. And when we do that, we fulfill our mission that is to form relationships, experience Jesus together, and share God's love. That is our mission here in this place. And so while you're here today, fill yourself up with that hope. God loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to have that hope, and he wants you to go from this place to share it with those in need. In Jesus' name, amen.